reached that time of the evening as we get near the end of this year. Hopefully for many of us, it will be a totally new beginning. And if that, in fact, is the case, it is due to the wisdom, the quarter of a century research and change in lifestyle of our guest, who's normally with us on Wednesday night. Many of you know that our good friend Roger is rejoining us again tonight. It's going to begin to all come together. I'm not going to spend lots of time with introductions, news-related issues, etc., but I should certainly say that welcome to a special Thursday evening broadcast of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I am your host. I'll be speaking very little tonight because I have little voice, for starters. I am Jeffrey Bennett. You're listening to us live on this 22nd day of December 2011. Right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Roger Sales, welcome back to Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. Hello, hello.
Wing pair, don't we?
There you are.
Yeah, this is part two of the end of the year broadcasts of a very monumental year for me, 2011, when I finally got the chance after all these many years of, as you said, dedicated study to bring this information, to get it out there. And, you know, my initial goal was just to get this information in the public domain so that if this thing crashed, that at least there'd be some knowledge out there of this technique, because to my knowledge, there's been no widespread exposure and dissemination of these facts and knowledge and understanding that we're putting out there, and it thrills me. And I think a small correction is about 20 years of research in my life, but between the three guys that have put all this together, you're talking about 70 or more years of total dedication. And I mean total dedication to research and understanding, so that that little book could be compiled and put in your hands. And I know that's happening because I got a great email today from H2O man, BJ, that got his and was reading it in the doctor's office with his wife, and pulled out a silver dollar or a half dollar walk in Liberty and started using the money trick, the dialectic, with the people there in the waiting room. So we'll pick that up on the other side, and it's nice to know that we're having an effect and touching people's lives.
You got it. We'll be right back, folks.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's Colon Flow. Non-prescription Colon Flow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural Colon Flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon Flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902. Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Out of the break with the distinctive touch of Ramsey Lewis at the piano. Roger, let's get it on, because this is going to be a fast hour, and I think the audience has been waiting for this. So, part two of two tonight, let's do it.
Well, I'll tell you, not only the audience, the presenter has been waiting for this for a long time, too, because I think I've had some revelations lately that are real important. First of all, I don't want any of y'all to worry about my voice, because I got a call from a broadcast headhunter today, and he said that he had heard Rush was going to start his Frogman Clarence Henry thing next year, and if Jeff booted me off the show, that I could probably go over there and audition. If I did a good enough job, he might let me plug the book. So that was encouraging. And I wanted to ask Jeff and the audience here, if you had a giant green ball of truth and facts in your left hand and a giant green ball of knowledge and understanding in your right hand, what would you have, Jeff?
I don't know, but I think I'd put my hands together and clap and put it all together.
Well, let me tell you what you'd have, and you'd have what we've got, and that's the Zionist jolly green giant right where you want him, okay? Because that's what we've got, all right? And that's what this information delivers to you. And I'm real serious about you guys, and I know I've been getting emails back from some of you, so I'm very pleased with the feedback. Thank you. And it's up to you to spread the word. You know, as I've told you before, I've carried the bucket for a long time, and that sucker's heavy. Okay, and I've already got my freedom. I can show you how I did it. I can show you what their scheme is, and I can show you how, if you're so moved by your God and your own conscience and situation that you want to do this, how I think it's pretty doable. And I think we can take this and parlay it, honest to goodness, into a Mahatma Gandhi-type nonviolent confrontation with these people that they can't deny. Okay, but I can't do it by myself. I'm just going to have to take y'all's help. So we'll talk more about that after we get some books and after we get some reading and understanding and a little people where this can sink in. Because I know it doesn't just – you're not going to finish the last page of that book and go, by gosh, I've got it, because that just ain't going to happen. It's going to come to you over with many of you the rest of your lives, okay, as these understandings and ideas – clarify from all of the destruction that's been done to our collective minds, because I've been working on this for 20 years almost. So I speak from experience. I also wanted to, you know, I like Gerald Celente a lot. We've got a lot of admiration for him. And I know that he's a little bulldog guy. Okay. He's one of those guys that grabs you, man, and he doesn't let go like a little pit bull. And I was reading his top 10 trends for 2012 yesterday, and I'm going to give him a preemptive strike here, because I got witnesses that I came up with this about 10 days or 2 weeks ago, and I've been holding it back for the right time, but I'll tell you why in a second. But I was reading his top 10 predictions for the year, and number 6 was repatriate. It took a small but financially and politically powerful group to sell the world on globalism. and it will take a large, committed, and coordinated citizens' movement to unsell it. Repatriate, Repatriate will pit the creative instincts of a multitude of individuals against the repressive monopoly of the multinationals. Now, the reason that struck me and the reason I wanted to go into this is because I keep turning these things over in my mind and trying to see visions of these things coming about. And one of the things, of course, that I saw early on was the name of the website, Surf's Up, because it ties the subject matter of the book, it ties in the title of the book, and it ties in the website, and it's an easy chant that, for us older folks, that Surf's Up had a meaning back 40 years ago.
Absolutely.
And you get that double entendre in there, so it's catchy and it's clever, kind of like the, you know, on the page for buying the book, when you go in there and you got the two black swans sitting over the buy button. Well, I hope that told you something, you know. I wanted them to put on the other side, I got this picture of a great little group of sheep with a couple of them like talking there in the front, and I wanted to put that over there next to it. And if you didn't want to get the black swans, you could click on the sheep and it'd dump you out to usfed.gov. Because there's going to be people that will want to do that, okay? But anyway, maybe we'll do that later. But one of the things that hit me a couple of weeks ago was our slogan, surfsup.com. And then I think one of that will become one of our slogans is, don't expatriate, repatriate.
Repatriate, yeah.
And when I saw this from Gerald, I didn't want him to think I was stealing from him like John Corzine. Because I don't want him after me, man. I want to be his ally, you know. So that's I wanted to cover. I thought that was important. We're going to have some real fun stuff coming up next year as we go through here. What I wanted to transition into tonight and pick up where we were last night is this theme of property. And, you know, in the book, probably y'all haven't had a chance to get to that yet. It's in the back. It's talking about a verse in the Bible where it says, don't move the old stones. And what it means by that, as it's interpreted, is in the Bible in those days, the old stones were the marks of the land that you owned. And they were the marks of your inheritance. And if you move the stones, you moved the inheritance, so you didn't know where it was. Mm. And that is kind of what's happening to us here. And I wanted to go back with this property thing and mention that last night at the in that little section out of the code talking about U.S. nationals, it said at the end, and I didn't go into it, and I meant to, was not only the outlying possessions, you know, we talked about that, but that your father was a U.S. national too. And you see, there's the inheritance. There's the hereditary. Mm. Because your parents were Americans. They've probably, more than likely, like all of our parents, got tricked into this voluntary servitude. But you see, voluntary servitude is something you can volunteer out of. And even though it's absolute, when you're in it, it's temporary until you volunteer out. And even though our forefathers had volunteered in and may have been in that position till they died, their rightful political status laid underneath them. And it's right in that section of the code because it talks about your inheritance right there. Okay? So these inheritance things are important, and I'm going to come back to this, hopefully, if we can get through all this tonight and tie this in at the end. But what I wanted to go back to was one of our main themes that we've had here for a number of months now, and that is knowing your enemy. And I'll read it to you straight from the man's own pen. He says, if you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the result of 100 battles. If you know yourself but not the enemy, for every victory gained, you will also suffer a defeat. If you know neither the enemy nor yourself, you will succumb in every battle. And as I've said in the book, as I've said on this show, it is no coincidence that the Mossad's motto, Victor Ostrovsky, our reformed Mossad agent printer, is by way of deception, We shall make war. Classic Sun Tzu. And that's what we're dealing with. And that's why you're in the position you are. You don't know their techniques. You don't know the legal basis of what you're doing. We don't know who we are. And God knows we don't know who they are. And that's why you're losing the battle. And all you have to do is look around. Hell, I'm halfway around the world, and I can see what's going on up there just from what I hear and see in stories. And it breaks my heart. And, you know, God never closes a door without opening another one.
Yeah, you're right. That is what this 9 months with the programming with Roger has been to me, and as I think to many of you. I think of the continual emails I get from Dave and Candy and Kay and so many other folks. That is what this series of programs was always meant to be. It is the opening of a new door for each and every one of us that choose to listen and choose to do that which the teacher has shared with us.
And
folks,
you know,
this is like going back to first grade again. That's what this is. Back to first grade with Mrs. King for me.
That's a real good analogy because, you know, I constantly preach to you that as you sit down and try and absorb this stuff, that you get that like a whiteboard and you get that eraser and you wipe all that stuff off of there. And then you fill your mind with this for a little while and you weigh it against all that other stuff later. And you find out real quick where the BS and MS is, okay? So, anyway, those are serious things, and we're in serious times, and this is serious information, and it's a serious moment in the history of the world. And I'm honestly humbled and honored to be able to bring you this and to have my name on it and to be able to talk to you in these sessions and educate you because it gives me warm fuzzies. I wanted to touch on our Sun Tzu thing. I don't know how much time we've got here before our break, a couple of minutes. We'll transition through it, okay? And I want to go into our enemy a little bit. So what is the religion? By the way, thank you, Kay, for this. And Kay got this out of a book. I'll plug the book. Maybe I'll plug all this all the way up to the break. The book, and if any of you want to get into this area, and I think the spirituality area of what we're doing is as important an underpinning as the legal part, if not more so. Okay. And it took me many years to figure this out and many years of study and dedication because I had those questions, who and why, you know, two of the five W's and here's another W and we're going to go out with her and we'll come back and pick that up on the other side. And we're going to start talking about just who the hell these people are.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
My friends, Roger Sales at the mic. This is Jeff Bennett. Just kind of sit back and absorbing it all tonight. And sometimes, you know, I get to do what you folks get to do, sit back and absorb it. So that's what I'm doing. Roger, pick up where you left off.
You got some nice bumper music, Jeff. That's soothing stuff.
Yeah.
This is from a book that that I recommended early on when people were asking me what books to read. And I honestly, this is one of those books like the McFadden Speeches book that changed my life, okay? It's a powerful book. And it's by a pastor up in Nebraska, I believe, named Ted Weiland. And his website is missiontoisrael.org. And the name of the book is God's Covenant People, Yesterday, Today, and Forever. And it's, I think he sells the paper version for about $15. I'm going to tell you what, it's as fine a documented reference book as you've ever found. It's got all kinds of indexes where you can cross-reference this information. It's got 55 pages of references in small print. Okay, and it's a tremendous book. If you're not super biblically aware, start reading at chapter 5, read the book, and go back and pick up the first 5 chapters. I highly advise any of you that are interested in this important segment of these things we discuss to read that. It's a fantastic piece of work. Who are they? This is from that book. Okay, so what is the religion of the Jews? It's definitely not new. It's as old as the Babylonian captivity under the heading of Pharisees. The Universal Jewish Encyclopedia states, quote, Pharisees, the Jewish religion as it is today, traces its descent without a break through all of the centuries from the Pharisees. There, the Jews' leading ideas and methods found expression in a literature of enormous extent, of which a very great deal is still in existence. The Talmud is the largest and most important single member of that literature, and the study of it is essential for any real understanding of Phariseeism. Concerning the Talmud, Chief Rabbi Joseph Hermann Hertz wrote, quote, the beginning of Talmudic literature dates back to the time of the Babylonian exile in the 6th pre-Christian century. 1,000 years later, a Babylonian Talmud assumed final codified form in the year 500 after the Christian era. So you see what time frame? You see what we talked about last night with the commercial code coming out of Babylon, having slaves that file their little paper once a year, etc. Ding, ding, ding. When we Jews come to the Babylonian Gemara, which is one of the books of the Talmud, we are dealing with what most people understand when they speak or write of the Talmud. Its birthplace, Babylonia, was an autonomous Jewish center for a longer period than any other land. For a longer period than any other land. For a longer period than any other land. Namely, from soon after 586, before the Christian era, to the year 1040, any coincidence? After the Christian era. 1626 years from the days of Cyrus, king of Babylon, down to the age of the Mongol conquerors. Under the heading of Judaism, the Zondrivian Pictorial Encyclopedia of the Bible also reports on Judaism's place of origin. Judaism, properly speaking, Judaism ought to be regarded as beginning with the Babylonian exile. In the second, titled The Hebrew Peoples, Harmsworth, History of the World, stated the following. Judaism was not evolved in the land of Judah. This much is, however, clear. It was in Babylonia that Judaism first became that which it was and still is. Judaism was developed in Babylonia. It was quite inevitable that Judaism should have adopted much of the Babylonian culture in the atmosphere of which it lived. Our material still remains incomplete for ascertaining in any detail how far the sphere of Jewish religious thought had been influenced by that of Babylonia. Certain evidence that we do possess, makes it very apparent that we cannot estimate this influence too highly. Someday, probably many of the institutions of Judaism, which seem to be Jewish, will be shown to be Babylonian. This was made exceedingly clear by Rabbi Stephen Wise. He was one of these militant rabbis back in the 30s. You'll see his quotes coming out a lot from that time. The return from Babylon and the adoption of the Babylonian Talmud marks the end of Hebrewism, the end of all ties to the Old Testament scriptures, and the beginning of Judaism. Is this sinking in a little bit?
Well, it does for me, but I've done my own studies of some of this stuff. I certainly would like some feedback from the audience. They're the ones who need to get it and understand it and put it all together. They need to tie these knots together and understand why we've reached the point we have.
So,
hey, the music man says we got to go for that bottom of the hour break. Stick around. We'll pick up with more on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Unfortunately, there is no rest for the weary. Several weeks ago, Roger and I had discussed a video clip that he was sitting on that we've been wanting to obviously present the audio portion of it on this program. If you go back to the days of the infamous trial of the century, the O.J. Simpson trial, amongst the attorneys on the super legal team that mistakenly got O.J. off, that's my personal opinion, of course, was one Alan Dershowitz. And I have to say that word very carefully because I have many other ways I could pronounce his name. But we'll keep it straight and above board tonight. This is an interesting clip because it is Dershowitz trying to take to task people like Roger and myself, who have been trying to teach the truth and the reality of this so-called Jewish mess for so many years. Without further ado, let's go to the clip, and then we'll come back and listen to Roger comment on it.
You, shut up. Yeah, you. One great thing about America is I can say that to you, but neither I nor anyone, especially the government, and they're the ones that count because they have the guns and the right to use force. No one in this country can force you to shut up. We have the right to free speech. And that means as long as you don't directly incite violence, you can say just about anything. But what if you say something repulsive, hateful, dangerous? I can't forbid you to say it, but don't I have a moral responsibility to criticize you about it forcefully? Yes, says a man who's been called the best-known criminal lawyer in the world, Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz. He's angry about a book and about college professors from Princeton and the University of Chicago who plugged the book. So please explain.
Well, every year some nutcases publish books that say the Jews try to control the world, that Hitler was right, that the Holocaust didn't occur, that Jews killed Christian children and used their blood to bake matzah. Every year, people publish books like this, and this is another book like that.
And this is their right.
Yeah, sure. And some obscure saxophonist from England who nobody takes particularly seriously wrote
the left wing takes him seriously.
Well,
the Guardian says he's one of the London's finest saxophonists.
Well, they take his music seriously, but his writing nobody takes seriously. He hates the left as much as he hates the right. He hates anybody who's Jewish or has anything to do with being Jewish.
And he is a Jew. He's born in Israel.
He says he hates the Jew in him. And that he would like to get rid of anything that relates to his Jewish background. And so he writes all these things about Hitler and about the Holocaust, and nobody would take it seriously, except that two very prominent professors have endorsed the book and told everybody, presumably including their students, to read it, to think about it, to reflect on it, to widely discuss it. Imagine sending your kid to the University of Chicago. Wow, he got in. Now he has Professor Mearsheimer, who's in the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, and he said, read and discuss whether Hitler was right, whether the Jews killed Christian children. Wow. That gives an imprimatur, for the first time in my adult life, to genuine anti-Semitism.
John Mearsheimer says, of course I do not agree with everything the author says in the book. What Blurber does. He liked parts.
Well, there's nothing in this book that deserves to be liked. It's conspiracy theories.
He said it's a fascinating and provocative book on Jewish identity.
Well,
it's
that's
his
like
opinion.
Saying that Mein Kampf is a provocative and serious book about German identity. It's not about Jewish identity. This guy hates Jews, hates everything about Jews, makes up facts, says the Holocaust didn't occur. The idea that you would endorse this book, written not by an academic, written by some obscure saxophonist. Why does a professor at the University of Chicago endorse this book? Because he hates Jews. Look, I don't want to censor anything. Let anybody who wants to read the book.
What do you want done
I here? Want to shame Professor Mearsheimer. We don't do enough shaming in our society. Shame on you for supporting bigotry and anti-Semitism and the worst kind of hatred. People should come over to him.
The university should throw him out?
Absolutely not. Students should go over to him and say, how could you have done that? Faculty members should say at lunch, how come you're endorsing a book that could have been written by Hitler or David Duke? What are you doing? Have you
false
lost your mind?
False speech find ugly with more speech.
Absolutely. The answer to false speech is good speech. The answer to bad speech is better speech. Let's at least engage in the marketplace of ideas and shame people for becoming complicit in the oldest bigotry in the world. If anybody endorsed a book which had views like this about black people, about gay people, about women, they would immediately be
I know you
shaming.
Don't want to plug this book, but we should give the title since we're talking about it, The Wandering Who, Study of Jewish Identity Politics.
It's not about Jewish identity politics. He says the Jewish religion is the most dangerous religion in the world. I mean, this is the kind of junk that you expect to read on neo-Nazi websites. By the way, neo-Nazi websites love this book. He is a hero to the neo-Nazis. Why is he a hero to John Mearsheimer? Why is he a hero to Richard Falk? Why is he a hero
Richard Falk is
to
a professor at my university, Princeton. He responded to our email. Mearsheimer didn't. I endorsed the book as a story of the quest for Jewish identity, not as a narrative with which I approve. I've never taken anti-Semitic position.
Yes, he has. He has taken anti-Semitic positions, number one. Number two, you don't do that on the cover of the book. A transforming story should be reflected upon and discussed widely. If somebody had endorsed the book saying that slavery hadn't occurred or that there were no rapes ever against a woman, they would be shamed today. And I think the university and its students and its faculty ought to shame these professors. They ought to understand that what they've done is cross a terrible line. Ignore the author of this book. Ignore the book. But don't ignore Mearsheimer. Don't ignore Falk.
Some people might say, what are you so uptight about? Anti-Semitism seems to be decreasing in the United States. The ADL did surveys since 1960 asking people, do you agree or disagree with this question? It's gone from 40% believing things like Jews are more irritating down to 17% today.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good development. It's not true around the world. It's gone up dramatically in France, gone up dramatically in England, gone up dramatically in many Arab countries and in many parts of the world, and increasingly being accepted on some college campuses today.
There was some of that in the Occupy Wall Street demonstrations. Here's an interview with a union teacher in Los Angeles.
The Zionist Jews who are running these big banks in our Federal Reserve, which is not run by the federal government, they need to be run out of this country.
So I assume that's a fringe comment. Most of the people don't agree with it. So what? There are all kinds of nuts in the movement.
There's a difference between a fringe nut and a distinguished professor in American Academy of Arts and Sciences and another distinguished professor who used to be the rapporteur for Palestinian Affairs for the United Nations. But remember what that woman said. She said Zionist Jew. She didn't mean Zionist Jew. She means Jews. But you can use the word Zionist today when you mean Jews. And he says in this book over and over again, Zionists are Jews, Jews are Zionists. It's all the same thing. You know what he calls the recent credit crunch? The Zio punch. He's saying Jews are responsible for what's going on in the world today. That's what these professors are telling their students it's okay to say and consider on a university campus. You know, there are certain things that are generally taboo on university campuses, namely racism and sexism and homophobia. What these guys are trying to do is say anti-Semitism is no longer a taboo on university campuses. It's okay.
You don't want to censor anybody, but you want more criticism.
I want more criticism. I want more shaming. I want when people make these kinds of endorsements, I want them to be held accountable for it.
Thank you, Professor Alan Dershowitz.
By the way, the host of that program was John Stossel, and listening to some rantings of learned counsel Alan Dershowitz. Does Professor or Attorney Dershowitz have some things to learn himself, Roger?
Wow. I've been able to see that when I was watching before. This time I just heard the audio. Wow. And I hope that – I'm not trying to avoid your question, Jeff. I hope that y'all get a feeling of what we've been saying the last few times here, that these people are terrified. You just heard a guy who's normally in control, bossy, arrogant. The darn book he wrote was called Chutzpah, okay? And you heard him defenseless, trying to jab out. I bet I heard the word hate 12 times, which I didn't catch the first time. And I can tell that Mr. Dershowitz had a really quintessential, stereotypical Jewish mother, because he wants to shame everybody. Guilt. You know, let's discuss the marketplace of ideas, but don't discuss these ideas. Shame them. And he reacted very violently to the Patricia McAllister statement about bringing Zionism back into Judaism. No, Professor Dershowitz, I'll mind my manners. That's not correct, because you see, Professor, the obfuscation that you and your bunch of Pharisees have pulled off here is you have, like the bully in the schoolyard that goes and beats up kids and then runs home and hides behind his mother's skirt. That's what you've done, okay? You go out and kill people and do all this stuff and then go hide behind these innocent Jews, these good religious Jews, these people like Jews Against Zionism and Nutter Karda and Gilad Osmond, who wrote that terrible book, who is one of the most notable saxophone jazz players in the world, by the way, of insignificant little saxophone player.
Yeah, belittle,
benign. But who did he get upset against? He got upset against the people that were in authority that had credentials. Okay? That's who he was freaked out about. When John Stossel read that email from the Harvard professor, he left out a sentence, and I didn't catch it till today when I was looking over it for this show. And in there is a sentence in the middle of that email that says, I'm often critical of Israel. And when Stossel read that email to the audience, he skipped right over that sentence.
Interesting.
You can't have any criticism of poor little Israel, can we now? The little Zionist state, because you see, what everybody really needs to understand is just like these two citizenships, you got two types of Judaism. You got a Pharisaic Judaism, which is morphed into Zionism, and that is a political movement. And Judaism, like Sephardic, Orthodox Jews, Nutra Karta, Jews Against Zionism, etc., these are religious movements. And they're as different as night and day. And they've blended them in this dialectic the same way they've done all these other words that we've been studying about. So, you know, I thought that was important enough to get in there and discuss for a few minutes. And I love the way that he lumped Hitler and David Duke in together. Of course, if anybody ever watched.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can tell. See what I'm telling you about how scared these people are? Look at them passing this legislation up there. We're going to come. I'm the great Oz. And we're going to come get all the munchkins and put you in a FEMA camp. Arr! And all the munchkins go, oh, look what they're doing. Oh. But
it only
applies to munchkins.
It is interesting. You're talking about the various different groups. Some years ago, when I recorded the four-part series, The Mask of Demetrius, one of the several other the programs in my anti-Zionist series, as it were, where we taught true history in it, not just made-up stuff, not the nonsense that's emanating from the mouth of Dershowitz. One of the segments was a letter that was actually a full-page ad that was taken out in the New York Times by the true Talmudic Jews, completely against Zionism and the Zionists. But boy, you never hear that stuff being discussed. That's buried because it doesn't play well.
They squash it like a bug.
Oh,
now,
yes.
Let's go back and see with the little limited time we've got now. I want to pick up last night and tie it in right now, okay?
Okay.
So if you go back, and I've done a lot of thinking on this, and I'm not making a statement. I'm asking you a question. I want you to think about this because this is how these things come to me, okay? If you go back biblically, Esau, when he was born, he was red. That's what the Bible says. And he had the birthright, and he sold his birthright to Jacob Israel, for a bowl of porridge. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now I'm certainly by far not the first person to ever identify these people as Edomites. Okay. Some people call them Canaanites. Maybe one night when we got more time, we'll discuss at least my understanding of that. But be that as it may, Edom sold his birthright to Jacob Israel. And if you go into Genesis, let me ask you a question. Jeff, does God, we know God loves, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Does God hate? We obviously, Dershowitz does, but does God hate?
I don't know. Because more we get into this, the more questions one has to begin to ask.
Well, you know, I like to set you up with these types of things.
I know.
And we don't discuss them ahead of time for the audience because I like to, you know, Jeff is kind of like my Ed McMahon, you know. So does God hate? Well, in Genesis and repeated verbatim in the Old Testament, I'm not sure where. This is not my total area of expertise. I'll be the first to admit it, unfortunately. Probably should be. It says, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. Jacob have I loved, Jacob Israel, and Esau, Edom, have I hated. Now, a couple of questions arise from that. You think if God hates somebody and talks about it in what's certified to be by many people his word, do you think it might behoove us to find out exactly who Esau, Edom is?
Mm-hmm.
And the second question I would ask you, that if this is true, and we follow this line of reasoning and facts, then don't you think Esau, Edom would have an equal right, if you will, to hate God?
Yeah.
Well, so who hates God out there? Okay. So this is my question. We've learned about these two citizenships, and earlier in this show, I brought up this part of the book about your inheritance in the stones. And you can see this inheritance theme through these statutes and through this status, this U.S. national status, as you follow it back and learn about it. And this is what I'm asking you to think about over the holidays and as you read this book and as you ponder the things you're learning. Do you think it could possibly be that Esau, Edom has gotten his birthright back by tricking you into this status of slavery? With these questions in the 30s and the depression they caused.
Absolutely, yes.
Because you see, if you walk into the law library, as I've said many times, there's two sets of law books. There's the United States Code over there, and it is the Roman Civil Code, which came out of Babylon, and the Merchant Code as it developed. And you got the statutes at large, and the statutes at large are your inheritance. That's what your forefathers died for this country. and you've been tricked out of your inheritance by the guy that sold it for a bowl of porridge.
You know what stinks? I got music creeping up here. Man, there's a lot of stuff going on. I got messages flying into my email like you can't believe, man.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you read the news? Heart disease still the most likely reason you'll die, but people are still not afraid enough. Over 70 million Americans live every day with some form of heart disease, and we accept it as okay. Well, I don't think it's okay, and I'm here to tell you that Extendivite doesn't think it's okay either. Just a few simple herbs can change the way we think about heart disease. Don't just accept it, do something about it. Live a longer, healthier life. Take Extendovite every day. Extend your life with Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm really cutting these musical interludes short tonight before we bring Roger back up for some closing comments. An email, a massive amount of emails coming in during this program, but one coming from a guy calling himself the Meat Dog, saying hi to his friend Heidi in Germantown, Maryland, who's listening right now. You know, Meat Dog has picked up a whole mess of books, probably going to be ordering some more. For those of you who did not pick up on it, do not wait. Get this book ordered. You can go to www.serfs, that's S-E-R-F, as in Frank, S-up.com. There's an order button there. Get it done. It is going to be one of the best things you've ever done. You could just about clean your library because this is going to give you the answers. Roger, let's go back to your final comments.
Well, I'd say I'd add, if you're not happy with that book and you can discount it and find some things that aren't accurate that you're unhappy with, I'll give you your money back, okay? But I think it'll be the best $20 you probably ever spent. actually. I wanted to
Why return it? Why don't they just send it to Dershowitz as a gift?
Well, maybe or Sean, so somebody will show him some real conspiracy. I wanted to come back and tie this in the couple of minutes we got left, and this is the idea that hit me as all these things come together, and I think in concepts now, and I urge y'all to do that. Quit messing with the majoring on the minors. Start majoring on the concepts. And if you go back and start studying, as we have, through Babylon, through when they return from Babylon, into Rome, into the feudal era, back into the black slavery era, and into now what we know as America's feudal era from the 30s, hasn't these people's whole game been built on contract and owning slaves as property? Now, yes. What about this howdy attitude, this self-righteousness? You're cattle, I'm this, you're nothing, we're smart. You're smart because you use trickery and lies and deception to get people in slavery, you satanic bastards. That's why the hell you're so superior. And if this is what it is, we're going to do our very best to rip the rug right out from under you. I want to close with something here, Jeff. You're a metal guy. You know, in the old days, how the metallurgists used to purify gold and silver. Have you ever heard that story?
I believe so, but it's been quite some time.
Let me, because I bet there's some members of the audience that haven't, okay? When the metallurgist was working in his primitive workshop, and he'd get that little lathe that he'd hold with the sticks on each side, and he'd put it on the fire, and it'd get hot. And when it gets hot, it gets the impurities out. And the impurities come to the surface, and he scrapes off those impurities, and he puts it back over the fire, and he heats it up more, and more dross, that's what they call it, dross comes out of that metal. And he keeps repeating that process until the metal is pure. And do you know how he can see when it's pure, how he knows when it's pure, Jeff?
Nope.
He looks in it, and he can see his reflection. Now, I'm telling you that that is what God is going to put his people through. And he's burning off the dross right now. And a lot of you are feeling it because a lot of you are hurting. But you just keep going after the truth. Last show of the year. It's been an exciting year. We've got an exciting one coming up. I love every one of you. Thanks for everything you've done, and thanks for everything you're going to do. And God bless. Have a safe holiday.
We'll see you after the new year, Roger. Folks, Lord willing, I'll be back with you tomorrow night. I have one brief bit of follow-up regarding this issue of hate, which we're going to discuss tomorrow evening. It just came to me from a listener. We don't have the time to add it on. So you folks take care of yourself. I'm getting back to the jug and get myself to feeling better. Talk to you a little later. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
Yes, I got you.
Gold, ever climbing.